that will be used a lot. All right. Always a pleasure to welcome back to the show our former U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who has devoted her life to trying to help kids get the education that they deserve. And she introduced a program on this show called Let My Kids Learn. Let my, M-I as in Michigan, kids learn. Secretary DeVos, always a pleasure having you on the program. Good morning.
Well, Paul, it's great to be with you again. Good morning.
And you talked to us not that long ago about this program and how important it was to you and to the parents and to the children. And today marks a very important next step.
Absolutely. Today is a very exciting and important day for Michigan families and students. It's a step toward letting money follow the child, toward funding kids, not entrenched government systems in Michigan. Hope is going to be delivered today in Lansing. The petitions that will give hope to students and families who need a better school option, the petitions that will give hope for families who watch their kids suffer through the school lockdowns and who are struggling to get back on track, and hope for teachers and communities who want some control to push back against radical and inappropriate curriculum. It's a big day. The petitions are going to be delivered today.
And this is so very important in your own words, or one of the spokespeople for the Let My Kids Learn. Quote, Michigan families will soon have more educational choices for their children than anywhere in America. That's a big deal, and that's certainly good news for the future of the state of Michigan.
Well, it actually is. It is a big deal. This is the first step toward Michigan's kids and families being able to have the same kinds of choices that actually the state of Arizona just passed last month. And we have every reason to stay competitive with states across the country and our neighboring states. You know, Wisconsin, Indiana, even Illinois and Ohio have more choices than our kids have had in Michigan. So this is a really, really important and necessary step for Michigan to stay competitive. And it's important for the kids, most important for the kids who are going to benefit.
So this program, a voucher-like school scholarship program, turning in petitions today for this initiative that you hope to put before the Republican-led legislature for approval this year, Let My Kids Learn, Let Michigan Kids Learn, backed by our guest, former U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. And what we're told is that you're submitting more than 500,000 signatures to the state today. How many signatures did you need to give them?
Well, the exact number is just shy of 360,000. So the number of signatures being turned in overwhelms that number. And, you know, importantly, I think it's important to remember the Michigan legislature has made their voice heard on this as well. They passed this provision. They passed this legislation. But Governor Whitmer vetoed it, and she has vetoed every single opportunity to help kids recover from the pandemic, to kids who were struggling before the pandemic. She vetoed scholarships to help students who were struggling with reading. She vetoed using federal COVID funding to help students attend summer programs to catch up. And then, of course, she vetoed the bills that prompted this initiative for citizens to override these petitions being turned in today. So thankfully, the people's voice, not the governor's pen and her union bosses and funders, is all that's needed now.
The people who are against this, the critics, apparently the governor being one of them, say that the scholarships could undermine traditional public education and reduce state revenues. What's your answer to that?
Well, the reality is Michigan kids have been suffering and struggling for years and years and years, well before the pandemic. You know, today, more than half of Michigan students aren't proficient in English. Two-thirds aren't proficient in math. 80% aren't proficient in science. And those numbers are worse for kids who are disadvantaged from low-income families and backgrounds. And so this notion that we're going to harm a system that for so many is not working and has actually harmed them for so many years is a ridiculous notion. We need to put families and parents in charge and let kids learn where they're going to unlock their potential.
By the way, the reason I was asking about the number needed to go over and above the 340, 360, whatever, 1,000, and you're at 500,000, well over that, because we've been burned in Michigan, the Republican Party has been, losing their front runners for governor because they didn't have enough signatures once people started checking those signatures. And that doesn't sound like that's at all possible here.
Absolutely not. This is this has been a very thorough and an overwhelmingly supported effort to ensure that way more than enough signatures have been gathered. And the legislature has already spoken on behalf of the people. It was Governor Whitmer's veto pen that got in the way. This opportunity will unlock and unleash opportunities for kids across the state of Michigan and will give hope to families. It will give hope to kids. It will give hope to teachers. And Michigan is now going to be watching Secretary of State Benson. We expect prompt action to certify these petitions. You know, every day kids are falling further and further behind, and they're suffering as a result of a lack of opportunities. This is an important day, and like I said, hope is being delivered for families and kids in Michigan.
Well, I salute you, and I thank you for announcing this program way back when it got started, and then announcing today is a big day, the signatures being turned over. And as we spend some time here with former U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, quick question. I wondered why Governor DeWine, Mike DeWine in Ohio, was having a Dolly Parton Day yesterday, and then I found out, and my goodness, what Dolly Parton has done with her Imagination Library program is phenomenal. Are you familiar with this, Betsy?
I'm a little bit familiar with it, but tell me more. I think she's done wonderful things for kids.
She has done wonderful things, and I said to Ann, our producer, I said, we got to get this going in Michigan. Well, it turns out Kim did a little digging, and there are 74 affiliates already in Michigan. But I didn't know a thing about it. And let me tell you what the Imagination Library System program is. It's a program that's expanded across the country, has created its own branch in Ohio, Imagination Library of Ohio. And the program currently mails out more than 327,000 books. More than 327,000 Ohio children get a free age-appropriate book every month. And the program is open to children up to the age of 5 in all of Ohio's 88 counties. And you just said that's awesome, and I got to agree. That's awesome.
That's wonderful. And think about all the ways that these kids who are struggling with their reading, who fell further and further behind the last 2 years, think about the opportunities they will have when their parents are able to control and direct the dollars for their kids to learn in the best way and place possible.
I hope that you can be in touch with Dolly Parton and thank her for what she's doing all across the country, but obviously specifically right here in Michigan with her Imagination Library program. Never heard of it until yesterday when we were talking about why in the world is it Dolly Parton Day in Ohio? Now we know, and we should have a Dolly Parton Day in Michigan and in every state where she's doing these great things.
Yes, indeed. And we certainly want kids to be able to read, to learn to read, and to love reading. It unlocks the world for them.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
Thanks
absolutely.
So much. We appreciate your work that you've done since I've known you, working hard for kids. Former U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, thank you so much for being with us. Give my best to your husband.
Thanks so much, Paul. Great to be with you.
Always nice talking with you. At 8:17, I would say, from a national standpoint, maybe one of the most misunderstood people ever. And I say that from knowing them and believing them and knowing what's in their hearts.
Boy, did people take some unfair shots.
Always. Mm. I mean, that was, she didn't need to take that job, obviously. And all she did was get criticized and blamed for so many things. Just crazy. So we give her as much attention and time as we can. Former U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos at 8:17 on WJR.